Shabbos Perek Yud Mishneh Gimel. Hamotzi bein bimino bein besmolo. If a person carries whether with his right hand or with his left hand, besocheko. Some of Farshim explain it's a garment near their chest that was used to carry things, or you can possibly learn that it's the armpits that would hold things near the chest, o al ketefo, or on his shoulder, chayev. All these cases are normal ways of hotzah that were done in the Mishkan, shekein masa b'nei kohas, because this is the way that the Levim of b'nei kohas used to carry. However, kil achar yado, if a person carries on the back of his hand, biraglo, on his foot, bipiv, in his mouth. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael quickly explains here that we're not dealing with putting foods in your mouth and carrying foods in your mouth, because there you'd be chayev. It's talking about other items that are not derech to carry in your mouth. Bipiv, uvemarpiko. Marpiko is the crevice on the other side of the elbow. In other words, the middle of the arm. When you'd bend your arm closed, so you would carry things there. Ba'ozno, on top of your ear. Uvisaro, or in your hair, for those that have. Uvupundaso, upio lamata. The pundaso, it seems that it was an open hollow pouch that was used as a wallet, that was a belt itself, or attached to a belt somehow. And this pouch, if it was upside down, obviously that's not the normal way, because if you'd put money in that, it would just fall down. So if one would actually carry in a way where this pundaso was upside down, where the opening was facing down, obviously it's not the normal way to carry. Or the next case is bein pundosu l'chaluko, or if a person would carry something between this pouch and his garment. The pouch was attached to the garment, and this area between the pouch and the garment wasn't so secure. Again, it seems that this pouch was like on a belt or attached to a belt, but that belt or the pouch itself was also attached to his garment below it. So in any event, in these cases, it's not a normal way to carry because it's not so secure. Uvisfas chaluko. Also, if one would carry something on the bottom of his cloak, which what we would refer to as cuffs on the bottom of our pants, so they would have sort of like cuffs. And for them, it was more of a useful, practical reason because they would actually carry things there. But obviously, it's not so secure. Biminolo, in his shoes. Bisandoloi, or in his sandals. All these cases, potter, shalohotzi kederach hamotzin, because this is not the normal way that people would go out with.